From the Heart, October 2, God's Eternal Law. So shall I keep your law continually, forever and ever. How wonderful in its simplicity, its comprehensiveness and perfection, is the law of Jehovah. There is no mystery in the law of God. The feeblest intellect can grasp these rules to regulate the life and form the character after the divine model. The infinite sacrifice which Christ has made to magnify and exalt the law testifies that not one jot or tittle of that law will relinquish its claims upon the transgressor. Christ came to pay the debt which the sinner had incurred by transgression, and by his own example to teach us how to keep the law of God. Said Christ, "I have kept my Father's commandments." In consideration of all the facts so clearly establishing the claims of God's law, with heaven and eternal life in view to inspire hope and induce effort, it is inconceivable how so many professing to be servants of God can set aside His law and teach sinners that they are not amenable to its precepts. What a fatal delusion! Satan first devised this heresy, and by it he enticed Eve into sin. The sad results of that transgression are before us. Christ came to teach us the way of salvation, and when the shadowy services of the former dispensation were no longer of any value, when type had met antitype in the death of Christ, then we might expect that if the law of 10 commandments were no longer binding, Christ would declare its abrogation. If the Old Testament scriptures were no longer to be regarded as a guide for Christians, He would make known the fact. Holy prophets have foretold the manner of Christ's birth, the events of His life, His mission, and His death and resurrection. In the Old Testament, we find the gospel of a coming Savior. In the New Testament, we have the gospel of a Savior revealed as prophecy had foretold. There is no discord between the teachings of Christ in the Old Testament and His teachings in the New. In the very last message to His church, by way of Patmos, the risen Savior pronounces a benediction upon those who keep His Father's law. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city.